Now, Richard Marx has joined us, and I couldn't be a bigger fan of yours.
Oh, that's so nice. Thanks, man.
To get to know you, the best way to do it is with the island questions. Okay. You are going to go live on a deserted island the rest of your life. You can take one kind of candy bar that you will eat for the rest of your time.
What Snickers.
That's our number one answer.
Easy. Yeah.
You can take one kind of food that you will eat the rest of your life.
What pizza. Is it?
Number one answer.
Yep.
So far, I'm just like everybody
You're
else.
Man of the people.
But wait, I mean,
Mr. Just, Family Feud. Big money.
Let's go another. Which kind of pizza? What's on it?
I'm a purist. I'm either a margarita or just plain cheese pizza.
Wow.
and where's the best slice in Los Angeles?
The best slice in Los Angeles for me is D'Amore's.
Yes.
Where's that?
Oh, you are so
there's
smart.
There's one in Beverly Hills. There's one in Malibu where I live.
Yeah. Do you have a New York opinion? Because this will start fights.
Yeah.
You know what? The best slices I've ever had in New York were off of a cart on a corner.
That's seriously. True. As long as you don't say Sparrows, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right. You can take one album to listen to. What is it?
Earth, Wind, and Fire's I Am.
Oh, God. Oh,
boy.
You and I are best friends. That's just it. That album...
Every single song.
It just tops the
Even
other one.
And like wow. I listened to it for the first time in a while in my car the other day, and it was like, it's so timeless. It's so fresh.
Oh, my God. Guys, I'm telling you.
I'm writing it down. What is it? Which one?
I am.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's got the pyramid on the cover,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And I did something nuts the other day. I sat outside. I have a system outside, and I actually, with my iPod, I tracked the album in the original order that nobody does that anymore.
No, you have to.
It's
have
all
to.
Shuffled now.
Because there's songs that blend into each other.
Yes.
That, like fade out.
On that album,
in.
You
yeah.
have to.
They crossfade into. Yeah, it's really cool. And there's that instrumental track called Rock That that's really badass. It's a killer album. A quick story. Earth, Wind, and Fire, when I was in high school, there were a lot of rock bands I was really into, but Earth, Wind, and Fire was my favorite band of all time. And as much as I respected Philip Bailey, the guy with the really high voice, it was Maurice White. To me, he was my favorite singer. So cut to, I'm doing albums and everything, and I wrote this song that was sort of an homage to Earth, Wind, and Fire and Sly Stone, and Maurice White ended up coming into the studio and singing all the background vocals with
me. Wow.
And what a great hang that was.
Yeah.
If you just joined us, Richard Marx is here. Of course, famous for several hits. Right Here Waiting would be my favorite. You can take one movie to the island. Which is it?
Braveheart.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Nice long movie. It'll kill time.
Yeah.
It's also, I just think it's a great movie, but it's also, a lot of people go, oh, it was so violent. It's also one of the most romantic films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy was like, go watch the movie.
It's
go
pretty great.
Well, true story. We get a call on a Wednesday afternoon. Mel Gibson will do the show, but you've got to go see the movie.
Oh.
Right now. Wow. So I literally dropped what I was
that
doing.
Seems fair.
And I got up and I went to the thing. The movie is so long that I am still pen pals with the audience that I saw the film with. Okay. For conversation's sake, you can take anybody to the island you want, dead or alive. They, of course, will be alive on the island. For conversation, who would you take with you?
Wow. Winston Churchill.
We get Winston Churchill quite a bit.
We've gotten a couple
that's
of Winstons.
Second or third Winston Churchill.
And the last question for sexual gratification. Can't be your wife or girlfriend.
Okay.
Or boyfriend. For sexual gratification, who are you taking?
Winston Churchill.
Dead or alive.
Wow, that was the greatest answer ever. Wow.
Dead or alive. It can be anyone. And they can be dead or alive. It's up to you.
Can they be... alive, but obviously at a certain point.
Like in their prime.
At their peak.
Raquel Welch.
Nice.
My brother. We've just high-fived it. Because Raquel, I have wished this for my entire life. I hope, first of all, you still look great. I'm not dissing. I just hope that back when you were 35, you did a pictorial naked and nasty. And you put it away.
Right, and it's about to be unearthed.
Right. My God.
What's the movie Fantastic Voyage?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. They have to peel those corpuscles.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my nipples are hard right now talking about it.
She did, speaking of unearthed, though, I remember this is 25 years ago, maybe even longer. There was this when laser discs and videotapes were, really exploding in terms of sales, they would find these really obscure foreign or independent films that were made by people that you never saw before because they were never on television. Mm. And there was this movie I remember seeing late one night that I was like, well, I've never seen this movie. And I was like, oh my God, how have I never seen this movie? And she wasn't naked, but she was. It was the hottest. And she had these sex scenes with this dude, and it was her peak. Mm. It was the movie that she probably didn't go out and promote too much, but I'm so glad I saw it.
Could be the number one female of all time. So smoking
she's
hot.
Special. Yeah.